Well, to die. The old Salarian sighed heavily. Yet I outlived him, and he was so much younger. I used to play chess with him, many times.
How did you manage that?
Quemot's eyebrows lifted. The usual way.
You saw one another?
Quemot looked horrified. What an idea! Even if I could stomach it, Delmar would never allow it for an instant. Being fetal engineer didn't blunt his sensibilities. He was a finicky man.
Then how?
With two boards, as any two people would play chess. The Salarian shrugged in a sudden gesture of tolerance. Well, you're an Earthman. My moves registered on his board and his on mine. It's a simple matter.
Bailey said, Do you know Mrs. Delmar?
We've viewed one another. She's a field colorist, you know, and I've viewed some of her showings. Fine work, in a way, but more interesting as curiosities than as creations. Still, they're amusing and show a perceptive mind.
Is she capable of killing her husband, would you say?
Oh, I haven't given it a thought. Women are surprising creatures, but then there's scarcely room for argument, is there? Only Mrs. Delmar could have been close enough to Rykane to kill him. Rykane would never, under any circumstances, have allowed anyone else seeing privileges for any reason. Extremely finicky. Perhaps finicky is the wrong word. It was just that he lacked any trace of abnormality. Anything of the perverse. He was a good Salarian.
Would you call your granting me seeing privileges perverse? Asked Bailey.
Quemot said, Yes, I think I would. I should say there was a bit of scatophilia involved.
Could Delmar have been killed for political reasons?
What?
I've heard him called a traditionalist.
Oh, we all are.
You mean there is no group of Salarians who are not traditionalists?
I dare say there are some, said Quemot slowly, who think it is dangerous to be too traditionalist. They are overconscious of our small population, of the way the other worlds outnumber us. They think we are defenseless against possible aggression from the other outer worlds. They're quite foolish to think so, and there aren't many of them. I don't think they're a force.
Why do you say they are foolish? Is there anything about Salaria that would affect the balance of power in spite of the great disadvantage of numbers? Some new type of weapon?
A weapon, certainly, but not a new one. The people I speak of are more blind than foolish, not to realize that such a weapon is in operation continuously and cannot be resisted.
Bailey's eyes narrowed. Are you serious?
Certainly.
Do you know the nature of the weapon?
All of us must. You do, if you stop to think of it. I see it a trifle easier than most, perhaps, since I am a sociologist. To be sure, it isn't used as a weapon ordinarily is used. It doesn't kill or hurt, but it is irresistible even so. All the more irresistible because no one notices it.
Bailey said with annoyance, And just what is this non-lethal weapon?
Quemot said, The positronic robot.